弟兄刚刚带领我们唱这首诗歌，相信是我们都非常熟悉。
The hymn that our brother just led us to sing, I believe that we're all very familiar with it.
这首诗歌乃是说到，诗人说他愿意像主。
And the author of the hymn says that he's willing to be like the Lord.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹在唱的时候，这是不是你的心声？
I don't know when you sing it, does it echo also in your heart?
是不是你心里面真实的一个愿望？
Is it a true desire of your heart?
说我要像主。
To say, oh, to be like thee.
先感谢主啊，今天带领我们有许多年轻人在我们中间。
I thank the Lord we have many young people among us today.
每次看到年轻人都喜欢问他们问题。
And when I see the young people, I like to ask them questions.
当你们在唱这首诗歌的时候，你们是不是发自内心里头说主啊，我要像你。
When you sing this hymn, are you saying it from the depths of your heart, Lord, I want to be like you?
还是说今天可能很多年轻人啊，特别是男生啊，他可能心里面想的是我要像 Jeremy Lin.
I see many young brothers, or perhaps you are thinking in your heart, I want to be like Jeremy Lin.
不要误会 ，Jeremy Lin 没有什么不好。
No, don't misunderstand me. There's nothing wrong with Jeremy Lin.
但是你心里面想要像他呢，或许有一天你真的就会像他。
If you really want to be like him, perhaps one day you may be just like him.
或许呢，我们有高中的女生啊，她们心里面也想着另外一个想法。
Or perhaps the high school sisters, you may have a different perspective.
我要像 Kenny.
I want to be like
Kenny, the Monkey J.
Okay, you guys know.
但是呢，我们心里面或许有不同的想法。
You may have a different perspective or thinking.
那这首诗歌实在是提醒我们。
But this hymn reminds us.
我们要像我们的主。
We want to be like our Lord.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is God's will.
如果我们想要像其他人呢，那是我们自己要负责。
If you want to be like somebody else, you are responsible for that.
那如果我们心里面真的说，主啊，我愿像你。
But if in your heart you say, Lord, I want to be like you.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
神必亲自的来为我们成就。
And God himself will accomplish it.
叫我们能够像我们的主耶稣。
So that you can be like your Lord.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹先读几处的经文。
And so I'd like to read some scripture together with brothers and sisters.
请打开圣经到罗马书。
Let's first turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我们要读二十八、二十九两节。
We want to read verse 28 and 29.
罗马书第八章第二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。这里也可以翻译成磨成他儿子的形象。使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
请弟兄姐妹特别记得，这里神的旨意乃是要把他预先所知道的人，他所招的人，所预先知道的人呢，叫他们效法他儿子的模样，就是把他们都磨成神儿子的形象。
Please do pay attention here. It is his purpose that we would be conformed to the image of his son.
下一处经文在提摩太前书。
The next passage is in 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
第四章第八节
Chapter 4, verse 8.
这是我们都相当熟悉的一句经文
And another passage we are familiar with.
提摩太前书第四章第八节，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，应有今生和来生的应许。
For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
接下来读约翰一书。
Next, shall we turn to 1 John?
约翰一书最后一章第五章。
The last chapter of 1 John, that is chapter 5.
我们要读二十、二十一两节。
Shall we read verse 20 and 21?
约翰一书第五章第二十节， 我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。小子们啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。
1 John 5:20-21. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, guard yourselves from idols.
好，我们接下来读马太福音。
Next, we'll turn to the Gospel according to Matthew.
来，新约圣经的第一卷书马太福音第十一章。
The first book of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 11.
在两周前，我们弟兄已经和我们分享过这一段的圣经。
And about 2 weeks ago, our brother has already shared with us from this passage.
马太福音第十一章，我们读25-26两节。
Matthew 11, we'll read verses 25 and 26.
那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
At that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and have revealed them to infants.Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight.
好，最后一处我们要再翻到约翰一书。
In the last passage, we'll turn to 1 John.
回到约翰一书第二章。
We'll go back to 1 John chapter 2.
27节。
Verse 27.
我想弟兄姐妹应该都已经会背这句经文。
And perhaps you are able to memorize this passage already.
约翰一书二章二十七节，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow and have another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你，主，因为你是那位不改变的神。
Lord, we thank you because you are a never-changing God.
主，你是信实的神。
And you are a faithful God.
主，你既应许我们在地上有两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在我们中间。
And you have promised that when two or three are gathered in your name, you are there among them.
主，因此我们按照你信实的应许，我们聚集在你的面前。
So according to your faithful promise, we gather before you.
我们仰望你的同在。
And Lord, we look unto your presence.
我们也更求你再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
We do also ask that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
好叫我们能够从里面真认识你。
So that from within we may truly know you.
主，叫我们能够渐渐的越来越像你。
So gradually we may become more like you.
因此我们仰望你早晨再向我们施恩典，再向我们的心说话。
So we again look to you to show us grace and to speak to our hearts.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们刚刚读的罗马书第八章告诉我们。
When we just read Romans, it tells us.
神所预先知道的人，他就预先定下一个旨意。
For those who have already been called according to his purpose, he has a predestination or purpose.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
早晨在我们中间每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
Among us, every single child of God who is saved.
每一位弟兄姐妹。
Every brother and sister.
我们都是神所预先知道的人。
We have already been foreknown by God.
因为我们的神已经预先知道了我们。
Because God has already foreknown us.
他就预先定下一个旨意。
So he has already set his purpose.
这旨意就是要我们每一个蒙恩得救的人。
And this purpose is for all who are saved by grace.
都能够被磨成他儿子的形象。
To be conformed into his image.
就能够像我们的主耶稣。
So that we can be like our Lord Jesus.
我们知道这里所讲到的形象并不是指的外面的形象。
We know that when it speaks of image here, it's not the outward image.
这形象呢是指着我们生命里面的形象。
This has to do with the life within us, that image.
就像在起初这位创造万有的神。借着尘土造了人。
In the very beginning, the God who created the heavens and earth used dust and created man.
而神造人的时候，乃是照着神的形象来造了你我。
And when God created man, He used His image to create you and I.
这个形象就是指着神生命的形象。
This image speaks of God's life.
所以我们看见神既然定了旨意，要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
And so while He has predestined for us to be conformed to His image,
就是要我们里头的生命能够越来越像我们的主。
That is to say, our life is to become more and more like our Lord.
换句话说，神借着这样的一个旨意，要叫我们能够在地上，今天能够在地上来代表我们的主。来彰显我们的主。
And that is to say, His will is for us to represent or to be in His image.
我们在地上要能够来彰显我们的主。
For us to manifest our Lord.
就像当初主耶稣来到了地上，他如何来彰显父，来代表父一样。
Just like when the Lord Jesus, He came to this earth and He represented the Father.
我们看见我们的主，他取了人的样式。
We see that our Lord, He took the image of a man.
但在他里面却是充充满满的有恩典有真理。
But within Him was full of grace and truth.
在他里面有神本性一切的丰盛。
We see the entire fullness of God within Him.
我们的主借着他在地上的生活。
And so our Lord through His life on
earth. 他完全的来代表荣耀的父神。
He fully manifested the glorious Father.
他也完全把父神彰显出来。
And He fully manifested the Father, the glory of the Father.
神也要借着在我们身上来同样的来代表我们的主耶稣，来彰显我们的主耶稣。
And so through us today, God wants to do the same. He wants us to represent our Lord Jesus on earth.
这就是罗马书所告诉我们神在我们身上所定的旨意。
And so this is what Romans tell us. This is the purpose that God has called us to.
要把我们都磨成神儿子的形象。
That we would all be conformed to the image of His Son.
我们知道我们蒙恩得救之后，
We know that after we are saved,
我们有许多的事情。
We have many things.
但是神所最看重的乃是我们里面这个生命的改变。
But what God pays attention to most is the change within our life.
因为我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，
Because for all who are saved,
神因着在我们身上已经预定了一个旨意。
God has already predestined or He has a purpose in us.
他要在我们身上来工作。
So He wants to work in us.
他叫我们里面的生命能够有改变。
He wants to change that inner life.
就叫主的生命在我们里面渐渐的成长。
So that His life may gradually grow.
叫主的生命能够在我们里头来充满。
So that He may fill our life.
在我们里面来变化。
So to change us.
来制作我们的性格。
To change our nature.
好叫我们能够在地上能够来彰显我们的主耶稣。
So that we can manifest our Lord Jesus on earth.
就因为当主的生命在我们里头。
And so while His life is within us.
不是为了将来叫我们能够有上天堂的一个确据。
It's not just so that we can have an assurance of going into heaven.
神把主的生命赐给我们。
Lord has given us His life.
乃是要借着这个生命在我们里面。
And so through that life within us.
当我们来顺着这个主的生命来培养性格的时候。
And so as we learn to have our character change through this life.
当我们能够顺着主的生命来操练的时候，
And as we exercise and train in His life,
主生命里头所有的性情就渐渐能够在我们身上成为我们的性格。
All the characteristics of His life will gradually become our character.
当主生命里头各样的性情在我们身上建立成为我们的性格之后，
When all the characteristics of His life becomes our character,
这许许多多的性格就组织在我们身上成为我们的人格。
All of these things, all the parts of His life, when it constitutes us, it becomes our nature.
我们这个人呢，就成为一个基督人。
And then we become a man of Christ.
也就是基督徒。
And that is to say a Christian.
这是基督徒真正的意义。
And that is the true meaning of a Christian.
基督的生命成形在我们身上。
Because His life is transformed, made into us.
所以我们能够在地上，借着我们的生活，借着我们的行事为人，来把基督彰显出来。
And so through our life and through our behavior and actions, we manifest Christ.
虽然我们这个人蒙恩得救之后，
Even though after we are saved,
我们这个那个天然的这个 personality, 我们的这个人啊，这个改变的不是太大。
Oftentimes that natural personality, the change is not very great.
我意思就是说那个性情比较快的人呢，他还是快。
That is to say, somebody who's impulsive or quick is still impulsive and quick.
性情比较慢的人呢，他还是比较慢一点。
And one who is slow will still remain to be slow.
改变不是太大。
A change is not big.
我想到我们很多那基督徒的家庭啊，夫妻两个人啊，常常神所配的呢，真是配得刚好。
I often think about how in families God has matched the wife and the husband very well.
神总是配合一个快的，啊，配一个慢的。
God often puts together one who is quick and one who is slow.
从前我不明白为什么神这样子配。
In the past, I did not understand why God did this matching.
后来我就明白了， 神这样配合至少有两个原因。
And then I understood that there is at least two reasons for God to do this.
第一个就是让圣灵能够做十字架的工作。
Number one is that the Holy Spirit can do the work of the cross.
如果你们结婚，你们就明知道我的意思。
If you are married, you know the meaning of this.
另一方面，我们看见更积极的意义。
Secondly, we see another more important meaning.
神借着夫妻两个人，虽然不一样，一个快，一个慢。
That even though the husband and wife are different, one is fast, one is slow. 但是因
为在他们里头都有主耶稣的生命。
But because there is the life of Christ within both of them,
就能够将主更丰富的给彰显出来。
Then Christ can be manifested more fully.
所以我们看见，虽然我们这个人啊，这个在信主前，这个快的性情和慢的性情改变不是太大。
And so we see that even after being saved or after saved, the personality of being fast or slow, the change is not very big.
但当我们蒙恩得救之后
，But after we are saved,
主的生命赐在我们里头。
His life, because it is in us.
你发现当人接触到我们的时候。所摸着的所看见的乃是主的自己
When people encounter us When they touch us They realize that they are touching the Lord
当主的性情在我们身上建立起那个性格的时候
When his nature becomes our personality or our nature
你接触到这个快的人呢你接触到的不再是他自己乃是基督
When you touch somebody who is quick You're not no longer touching that person But you are coming in contact with the Lord
就是你跟一个比较慢的人说话的时候你所摸着的也是主基督的自己
And when you speak to somebody who is very slow What you come into contact is with the Lord himself
不好意思我就举个例子
And so forgive me I give you an example
我就举我们魏波波魏妈妈的例子
I want to give an example of elderly brother and sister Wei
他们呢跟我们一般的夫妻啊是一样的因为是神所配合的
And they are like many of us, God has matched them together.
也是一个快一个慢。
And yes, one is fast, one is slow.
你们自己去猜猜谁快谁慢。
You can guess who is fast, who is slow.
那你发现当神的主的生命在他里头渐渐成型之后
And when God gradually conforms his nature, his image into them more and more.
无论是跟这个慢的人说话或者跟这个快的人谈话
Whether you are speaking to the one who is fast or the one who is slow.
发现你就摸着主。
You realize you touched the Lord.
你就发现无论从快的人从慢的人让主在从他们身上能够彰显出来
From whether the person that is fast or slow The Lord is the one who is being manifested from them
就叫我们得着帮助
So that we may be helped
所以我们发现这个我们这个个性上面这个快的慢的哈主不会改变太多
So in the matter of personality of being fast or slow God may not change that very much
像我们弟兄都快90岁了
Like our brother he's almost 90
我们姐妹也很年长
And our sister's also elderly.
你发现那个快的还是快，慢的还是慢。
And you find that the one who is fast is still fast, and one who is slow is still slow.
但不同的是，那主基督越来越多从他们身上能够彰显。
But what has changed is that the Lord has increased, and He is the one manifested from them.
所以当我们人接触我们的时候，能够从我们身上能够看见基督，能够摸着基督。
And so when people come into contact with us, when they see and touch Christ,
这样神的旨意在我们身上。就成功了。
Then His will is accomplished in us.
我们就能够借着我们的生活来把主基督给彰显出来。
Then through our daily life we can manifest Christ.
既然这是神向我们所定的旨意。
And so while this is His will, His purpose for us.
那我们责任，我们的责任是什么呢
？What is our responsibility?
提摩太前书第四章告诉我们，我们要操练敬虔。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, it tells us that we are to train in godliness.
操练敬虔，它的意思就是要操练像神。
What does it mean to train in godliness? That means that we are to train to be more like God.
我们要操练我们里面这个属灵的生命。
We need to exercise that spiritual life from within us.
借着这个属灵的操练。
And through the spiritual exercise.
我们弟兄两周前所告诉我们，我们这个属灵的生命必须要操练。
Just like what our brother shared with us 2 weeks ago, we need to have spiritual exercise.
我们才能够越来越像我们的神，越来越像我们的主。
Then you can become more and more like our Lord and our God.
也是借这个属灵生命的操练
，and it is also through the spiritual exercise，
到主自己的性格能够渐渐的组织在我们身上
，that God's nature will more and more be constituted inside of us。
我们这个人就越过越像我们的主
，so that we can become more and more like our Lord。
这就是磨成神儿子的形象
，that is to be conformed into the image of His Son。
保证愿意和弟兄姊妹来交通。主许多性格里头的第一个性格。
And so this morning I want to share with you one of the first characteristics of our Lord.
我觉得这也是最重要的性格。
And I find that this is also a most important one.
就是真实。
That is to be true.
在我们刚刚读的约翰一书第五章那里告诉我们。
When we read 1 John chapter 5, there it tells us.
他说神的儿子已经来到。
It says that the Son of God has come.
且将智慧赐给我们。
And has given us understanding.
使我们认识那位真实的。
So that we may know him who is true.
我们看见那位真实的，就是这位三而一，独一的真神。
And we find that he who is true is that triune God.
就是我们的神。
That is our God.
我们的神是独一的真神。
Our God is the one and only true God.
神在旧约曾经多次多方借着先知来向他的百姓来启示他的自己。
God many times in the Old Testament through his prophets, he manifested and revealed himself.
神晓谕他的百姓以色列说，只有他是自有拥有独一的真神。
He said to his people, the Israelites, that I am the first and the last. There is no God besides me.
在先知以赛亚书44章那里，借着先知。主告诉我们
In Isaiah 44, there God through the prophet tells us,
主万军之耶和华说
The Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer says,
我是首先，我是末后
That I am the first and I am the last.
除我以外，再也没有真神
And there is no God besides me.
感谢赞美我们的主
We thank and praise our Lord.
我们的神是那样清楚地来告诉我们，只有他是独一的真神
Our God tells us so clearly, he is the one and only true God.
除他以外再也没有真神。
Apart from him, there is no other God.
不信的人以为我们的神非常的独断。
Those who do not believe, they feel that our God is so exclusive.
然而我们的神，因为他是那独一的真神。
But because he is the one and only true God.
在他没有虚假。
And in him there is no falsehood.
必须把他自己所示的来向所有的人来显明。
He must reveal he who himself to all people.
从旧约先。在旧约圣经里头，我们也看见神所最憎恶的就是偶像。
And we also find in the Old Testament that what God hates the most are idols.
为什么呢
？Why is that？
因为我们看见从历史历代以来，所有人手所造的都是虚假的。
Because we find that throughout all generations, all that man creates himself are all false.
人手所造的偶像，它不是真神。
The images that man creates, those are idols. They're not the true God.
这些偶像虽然它不是神。但他却接受人像神一样的来敬拜。
And so these idols, even though they are fake, they are false, they still receive the worship of man.
所以我们看见为什么偶像是虚假。
And so that is why we find idols, they are false.
因为偶像并不是真神。
While they are not the true God.
但是他却接受真神一样的敬拜。
They are receiving the worship as if they are the true God.
这是虚假。
This is falsehood.
所以我们看见当神把他的律法借着摩西颁布给他的百姓。
And so we see that while God gives his law through Moses to his people.
在十诫当中第一条神就清楚地告诉他的百姓。
The very first commandment out of the ten, God very clearly says.
神说除了我以外你们不可以有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
我们看见这位独一的真神愿意人来认识他。
We find that this one and only true God, he is willing for man to come to know him.
愿意人来敬拜他。
To worship him.
来认识他是那位独一的真神。
To come to know that he is the one and only true God.
所以我们看见真实乃是神的性情属性当中最重要的一件事。
So truth or being true is one of the very first important aspects of his nature.
我们看见我们的主耶稣他也是真实的。
And so we see our Lord Jesus, he is also true.
在启示录第三章当主向腓拉铁菲教会说话的时候。
In Revelation chapter 3, when God's speaking to the church of Philadelphia.
主告诉他们说主乃是那位圣洁真实者。
The Lord says that he is the one who is holy and true.
他手里拿着大卫的钥匙。
He holds the key of David.
开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开。
Who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens.
我们看见真实是我们主耶稣的性格。
And so we see that being true is also the nature of our Lord.
不仅主的性格是真实。
Not only is the Lord true.
我们主的名字也是真实的。
But his name is also true.
在启示录19章那里，让我们看见有一位骑在白马上的。
In Revelation 19, we see one who is riding upon a white horse.
他乃是按着公义来征战，来审判。
In righteousness, he judges and wages war.
而那位骑在白马上的，他的名字就称为真实。
The name of he who sits upon the white horse is true.
成为那真实、诚信、真实者。
He is called faithful and true.
不仅主的性格、主的名字，让我们看见他是真实。
Our Lord Jesus, not only is his nature and his name showing us that he is true.
我们从四卷的福音书里头，更是看见主所示的。尽都是真实。
We also see from the four Gospels that everything that he was also true.
一开始让我们看见 主乃是那真光。
From the beginning, we see that He is the true light.
来照亮我们心中一切的黑暗。
He enlightens all of the darkness inside of us.
主不仅是真光，他也是那真的生命的粮。
Not only is He the true light, but He's also the true bread.
叫人吃了就永远不渴。
So that after you eat, you are no longer hungry.
他不仅是真粮，他也是那真的活水。
And not only is He the true bread, but He is the true living water.
我们常常唱一首诗歌，这世上的水喝了还要渴。
We often sing a hymn that if you drink the waters of this world, you will still be thirsty.
但是我们喝了这真实的活水。
But after you drink of the true living water,
我们就永远不渴。
You will never be thirsty again.
我们的主是真实。
Because our Lord is true.
而我们主所说的话，也就是真理。
His words are also truth.
我们看见主，他是那样的真实。
We see that our Lord, He is that true.
我们更看见我们的主耶稣，就是那一棵真葡萄树。
We see that our Lord is the true vine.
而我们乃是那真葡萄树上的枝子。
And we are the branches coming from the true vine.
不仅主的所事都是真实。
Not only his very self is true.
我们看见我们主耶稣在地上，他所说的话，他所做的事情也都是真实。
All the words that he spoke, all the things that he did, they were all true as well.
因为在我们主的里面完全没有虚假。
Because in him there is no falsehood.
没有诡诈。
There is no deceit.
没有黑暗。
No corruption. No darkness.
也没有掺杂。
And no blemishes.
就连那不承认主是神儿子，那抵挡主的仇敌。
Even the enemy who does not confess the Lord Jesus.
他们都承认说我们的主乃是诚诚实实在那里传神的道。
They do confess that he is sharing the word of God in all truth.
我们知道当主耶稣要被定罪上十字架的之前。
We know that right before our Lord was condemned and crucified on the cross.
我们还记得那审判他的比拉多。
We know Pilate who was condemning or was judging him.
他至少两次对那控告主耶稣的犹太人说，我查不出他有任何的罪。
At least twice he said to the Jews who were condemning the Lord that I find no fault in him.
而以色列和犹太人他们在那里说要钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
But still the Jews said, crucify him, crucify him.
他们的罪名，他们定主耶稣的罪名是什么呢？
Why did they want to condemn him? What was the reason for them to condemn him?
问一问年轻人。
I want to ask the young people.
犹太人定主耶稣十字架的罪名是什么？
What was the reason for condemning the Lord Jesus to death?
忘记了。
Have you forgotten?
我们主耶稣被钉十字架只有一个罪名。
There was only one reason for why the Jews condemned him.
就是因为他说他是神的儿子。
Because he said that he is the Son of God.
这是犹太人定主耶稣十字架的一个唯一的罪名。
This was the one reason for why the Jews condemned the Lord Jesus to death.
罗马书第一章告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 1 it tells us.
我们的主耶稣因从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
The Lord through resurrection of the dead, he was able to proclaim the great power of the Lord Jesus.
The Father. 我们的主他真是神的儿子。
He is truly the Son of God.
所以我们看见，就连我们主耶稣的死都是真实。
And so even his death, we find that it is true as well.
而圣灵保惠师也是真实。
And the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, he is also true.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵乃是那真理的圣灵。
We find in the Bible that it tells us that he is the Spirit of Truth.
我们姐妹用英文翻译的，看见圣灵就是那位真实的圣灵。
He is the true Holy Spirit.
而我们常常说到，我们在这里基督徒在追求那属灵的实际。
And so as we find, brothers and sisters, as we are pursuing spiritual reality.
什么是属灵的实际呢？
What is spiritual reality?
就是属灵的真实。
That is truth in the spirit.
意思就是说，只有圣灵在我们身上所做的，那是真实的。
That is everything that the Holy Spirit is doing in us is true and real.
所以我们看见这位三一神他的本性里头的最重要的一个性格性情就是真实。
So we find that in the triune God we find one of the most important aspects is that he is true.
那圣经所启示告诉我们这个真实它是什么意思呢？
And so this revelation of true in the Bible, what does it mean?
因为我们今天因着受了这个世俗世界风俗的影响，我们对真实这个定义不是很清楚。
Because we are influenced by this physical world, oftentimes we're not very clear on the true definition of being true.
所以我稍微澄清一下。
And so I just want to clarify.
这圣经上所说的真实或主的性格里头这个真实呢，并不是说像一个傻瓜一样。
This being true is not one who is foolish.
我们有时候说啊，这个人若是很真实，我们说很老实。
Oftentimes when we say when somebody is very straightforward, they're very honest or true.
有点点傻乎乎的感觉。
It almost has a connotation of being slightly foolish.
或者有些时候我们说一个人啊，他好像他很实在，很真实。
Or when we talk about somebody being very real.
特别是在那个弟兄的身上。
Particularly on a brother.
我们这个弟兄啊，他好像这个真实，好像像一个木头一样。
Oftentimes in our description, we say he's so true to the point of he's like a piece of wood.
哦，没有什么感觉。
That he doesn't have much sense.
特别年轻的弟兄啊。
Or particularly a young brother.
有些可能年轻姐妹呢，对他们有一点点好意。
Or when a young sister wants to do something good for somebody else.
没有完全没有感觉。
But this person, he has no response.
这并不是主的真实。
That is not God's true, God being true.
我们看见我们主他是真实。
We find that our God, He is true.
但他却是那最有智慧的。
He is the one who is most wise.
他也是那最敏锐的人。
And also the one most sensitive.
他能够看透万事。
He's able to see through all things.
他能够知道人内中隐秘的事，他都知道。
He knows all the hidden things within a person's heart.
他也同时是一个非常对人有感觉的人。
And He is most sensitive to us.
他非常有那怜悯。
He is so full of compassion.
那压伤的芦苇，他不折断。
A bruised reed he will not break.
江城的灯火他不吹灭。
Dimly burning wick he will not extinguish.
我们看见一个真实的人应该是最有智慧。
One who is true is one who is most wise.
一个真实的人应该是最有感觉的。
And one who is true also is most sensitive.
这里真实，主的性格这个真实呢，也不是说不文雅，很粗鲁。
This trueness is also one who is not coarse or impulsive.
好像有人说啊，我就是一根肠通到底。
And just like somebody who says that I am really straightforward to the end.
我很直。
Because I'm very straight.
我想说什么我就说什么。
Whatever I think, I say it.
我想做什么我就做什么。
Whatever I want to do, I do it.
这个动作说话很粗鲁啊，那并不是真实。
One who is coarse or very straightforward, that's not the definition of being true.
我从前啊，我是很羡慕那个天然人很直爽的人。
In the past, I used to admire those who were just very naturally straightforward.
哎，我觉得他们这个有什么就说什么。
Because whatever they wanted to say, they'd say it.
哎，我觉得这个很直爽。
I felt it was they were able to be frank.
我是蛮羡慕的。
And I admired it.
所以后来呢，神就为我预备了一个。
And God prepared such a one for me.
后来我就发现了，我们觉得在天然人直爽啊，觉得很好啊，后来就发现。不见得是那么好。
In the past, I admired it, but afterwards, I realized it's not so good.
想说什么说什么。
You can't just say what you want to say.
但这里呢，这个还不是主的真实。
This is not yet to the point of the trueness that we're speaking of in God.
我们主呢，他是最真实。
We find our God, He is most true.
但他却是非常细腻。
And yet, He's very detailed.
他说话做事啊，不会很粗鲁，也不会说不文雅。
When he speaks, it's not that he's coarse.
他非常关心，非常注意我们每个人的感觉。
He's very careful and sensitive to how we feel.
他更是关心我们每一件事。
And he also is considering of every single matter.
圣经告诉我们，就连我们的头发他都算过。
Even our hairs, he has counted every single strand.
我想年轻人可能每天早上要花不少时间在梳头发。
Perhaps the young people, you spend some time doing your hair in the morning.
但你们不要讲说头上的每一根头发。
But every single strand.
你们有人会去算一算今天梳头掉了几根头发。
Have you counted the number of hairs that have fallen this morning?
我想我们不会的。
Perhaps you don't count.
但是我们的主他是非常的细腻。
But our Lord, because he's so detailed.
他非常的关心我们。
And he cares so much about us.
有读圣经的弟兄告诉我们，这头发每一根头发主都编号过的。
And brothers tell us that with every strand of hair, God has numbered them.
不是说今天早上掉了几根头发。
It's not that how many have fallen this morning.
是哪几根编号头发掉了，主他都知道。
But which hairs have fallen, He knows.
我们的主他是那样的关爱我。
Because He cares so much for us.
那个是主的真实。
That is how true God is.
这个真实对我们而言是怎么样的一个情形呢
？In this truth, what condition is it to us?
严格说来，只有我们主自己。他是真实。
Frankly speaking, it is our Lord Himself. He is true.
也就是说，只有出于我们主的才是真实。
That is to say, anything of Him is true.
圣经让我们看见主的真实在我们身上，乃是在于我们的里面。
And so we find that today what God cares about is that truth or that life within us.
不是今天，不是要告诉弟兄姐妹，我们外面怎么样来学习主的真实。
It's not that I want to say, brothers and sisters, outwardly how we are to practice to be true like our Lord.
主的真实乃是在我们的里面。
But His trueness is from within us.
在我们里面的那一颗新的心。
It comes from that new heart within us.
大卫在诗篇32篇告诉我们。
David tells us in Psalm 32.
他说：“凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。”
He says, "How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit."
我们主乃是鉴察人心的主。
Our Lord is the one who searches our heart and our spirit.
这里大卫说：“心里没有诡诈的人是有福的。”
And so David said, "Blessed is the man who there is no deceit in his heart."
从前我对于我们的神是鉴察人心的神这句话呢，我有一半的理解。
In the past, I only understood halfway what David means here, that God is the one who knows there's no deceit in a man's
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们人啊，我们不知道人的心在想什么。
Because for us, we don't know what another person is thinking in their heart.
就像今天弟兄姐妹坐在我们聚会当中。
Just like brothers and sisters, as you're sitting here this morning.
你们人坐在那里。
As you're sitting there.
那你们心在想什么,我不知道。
I don't know what you are thinking about right now.
但是谁知道?
But who knows?
神知道。
God knows.
因为神是鉴察人心的神。
Because God is the one who searches the heart of a man.
这已经叫我非常佩服了。
And so I really admire that.
我们人不知道的,神都知道。
The things that I don't know or man does not know, God knows.
这是神的智慧,这是神的能力。
That is God's wisdom and His power.
他能够知道我们所不知道的事。
He knows.
人心里面的事。
He knows the things that we do not know, which is hidden in a man's heart.
那后来呢,我就明白了另外一半这句话的意思。
And then later I understood the other half of this phrase.
神是鉴察人心的神。
That God is the one who searches man's heart.
那是因为从我们心里面所发出来的才是真实。
Because that which comes from our heart, that is what is true.
那是神所看重。
That is what God pays attention to.
神曾经对他的 以色列百姓这样说,
In the past, God spoke to His people, the Israelites,
你们用嘴唇来亲近我,
that you draw near to me with your lips,
而你们的心却是远离,
but your heart is far from me.
只有心才是真实,
only what is in your heart is true.
只有我们的神,他是鉴察人心的神,
so our God is a God who searches the heart of man.
神盼望在我们心里头能够看见我们对他那真实的爱。
God desires to see a true love from our hearts toward Him.
真实的敬拜,
a true worship.
真实的渴慕,
a true desire.
还是在于我们的心。
He cares about our heart.
大卫在另外一篇诗篇51篇, 他也让我们看见,
David also shows us in Psalm 51.
他说, 神所喜爱的乃是内里诚实,
that God desires a clean heart from within.
他说, 你就是指的神啊, 在我的隐秘处必使我得智慧。
That you desire for me to have truth in the innermost being.
我们看见主所看重的乃是我们内里的诚实。
So we see that God desires truth in the innermost being.
乃是主能够在我们的隐秘处。
And that is that in the God wants us in the hidden parts.
大卫在这篇诗篇里头，这篇诗篇是他与别示巴犯罪之后在神面前的一个祷告。
This is a prayer of David after he sinned with Bathsheba.
他说：“神啊，求你为我造清洁的心。”
He says, God created me a clean heart.
使我里面重新有正直的灵,
that I may have a steadfast spirit within me.
他在那里跟着向神呼求说, 那忧伤痛悔的心, 你必不轻看。
And so there he cries out to the Lord, that a broken and contrite heart, God, you will not despise.
大卫知道神所看重的乃是人里面的情形。
God, or David knows that God cares about the true condition within.
所以真实不仅 乃是在于我们的心。
So being true is not only the condition of our heart.
真实也是说到我们必须要活在灵的里头。
But being true also means that we need to abide, we need to live within our spirit.
所以呢，我们还没有得救之前，
So before we are saved,
我们是没有真实的。
We were not true.
因为我们的灵是死的。
Because our spirit was dead.
就算一个人他再怎么样子一个老实，
And so no matter how honest a person is,
那个仍然不是主的真实。
Still, it is not the trueness of God. But we thank the Lord through His salvation that He has accomplished. Our spirit is now alive. And He has given us a new heart.
不仅主的生命能够住在我们里面
And not only is his life living inside of us
今天圣灵也住在我们里面
But the Holy Spirit also abides in us
叫我们能够得着智慧
So that we may have understanding
叫我们能够活出主的形象
So that we can live out his image
叫我们看见这乃是真实的情形
So we find that this is a true condition
只有一个灵是活的的人
One whose spirit is alive
只有一个拥有一个新的心的人
And one who has a new heart
唯有那得着主的生命的人
And one who has gained his life
唯有圣灵能够住在我们里面的这样的人
And so one who has the Holy Spirit living in him
从我们身上才能够活出主的真实
That person can live out the trueness of our Lord
那我们要如何来培养这个真实的性格在我们身上
So how do we train to live out this characteristic of God within us
或者说我们要如何来做一个真实的人
Or in other words, how can we be a person of truth?
我想也是从这两个方面与弟兄姐妹一同的来思想
And so I want to have these two aspects for us to meditate on
第一我们必须要根据这个新的心是神所为我们重新造的这个新的心来生活
First we need to live according to the new heart that God has given to us
要做一个真实的人我们就不能凭着我们天然的人的头脑来生活
To be a true person you cannot rely on your natural mind to live
这并不是说我们的思想是不好的
That is just, it's not to say that our thoughts are not good.
乃是这思想的源头是有问题的。
But to say that the origin or the source of our thoughts, there's a problem with it.
罗马书第三章告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 3, it tells us.
说神是真实的。
That God is true.
人都是虚谎。
And that all men, they are full of deceit.
弟兄姐妹在我们还没有蒙恩得救之前。
And that before we were saved,
在圣灵还没有重生我们之前
before the Holy Spirit regenerated us,
我们这个人或许从人的角度来讲有好一点坏一点的区别
In the perspective of man, perhaps there are some things that are good and some things that are not so good.
但是在神的眼中
But in the eyes of God,
人都是虚谎
All are full of deceit.
没有真实
There's no truth.
所以当这个虚谎的人在我们里面
So while being a liar or a is within us
在那里呢来透过我们的魂就是透过我们的思想意志情感来发表的时候
so when all these things come through our soul come through our emotions and our will
你就发现就充满了许许多多的虚谎
we find that it is full of much lies
我给大家做一个见证
I want to give everyone a testimony
是我自己软弱失败的见证
it's a testimony of my own failure and weakness
我从前以为啊只有我是虚谎
In the past, I only thought that I was full of lies.
或是我从前觉得呢，我自己特别虚谎。
Or to say, in the past, I thought that I was particularly full of lies.
我就觉得实在是没有什么盼望。
And that I had not much hope.
因为想改变自己也改变不了。
Because when I wanted to change, I could not change.
但是后来读了主的话语，罗马书第三章。
But then after I read Romans chapter 3,
我心里头得了一半的安慰。
I was comforted halfway.
因为神的话说啊，人都是虚妄的。
Because God said, all men are liars.
一半的安慰就是。原来不是只有我是虚谎。
Then I was halfway comforted because I realized, okay, it's not just me that is a liar.
这是一半。
This was halfway.
我从前在上班的时候
，In the past when I was working,
因着神奇妙的作为和安排
，Because of God's miraculous ways in His work,
为我预备了一个很好的环境
，Prepare for me a very good environment.
弟兄姐妹可能都知道
，And perhaps you all know.
虽然我要去上班
，Even though I had to go to work,
但是每天却有很多的时间能够读圣经，能够亲近主。
Every day I had much time to read the Bible and to draw close to him.
现在还是非常怀念那段时间。
And even now I look back fondly to that period of time.
因为太特别了。
Because it was very special.
上班没太多事情做。
Because when I went to work, I didn't have much to do.
还有薪水可以领。
And I still received a salary.
然后有好多好多时间可以读圣经亲近。
And I had so much time to read the Bible and to draw close to him.
特别说明一点，这是老板同意的。
And just as a side note, this was agreed to by my boss.
那段时间我就非常享受能够天天读圣经亲近主的时间。
And so every day as I enjoyed the presence of the Lord and read his words.
有一次呢，我部门的老板啊，就跟我提了一件事。
And so one day the department head, he came and mentioned to me.
他希望我能够接手，能够负责一个很重要的系统。
That I could take over responsibility of another very important system.
那我就想了一想。
And so I thought about it.
如果你们是做 IT 的哈，你们高兴还是不高兴
？If you are in the field of IT, would you be happy or not happy?
这是很重要的一个系统。
This is a very important system.
这是 high profile.
It's very high profile.
这个是这个公司里面好多人都会认识你。
And so it's so high profile. Many people would know you in the company.
一两百个律师啊， 都会知道这个见。
1 to 200 lawyers will come and know me.
要是你，你愿不愿意接
？If it were you, would you be willing?
这个是成名的机会。
Because this is an opportunity to gain fame.
那时候我想了想呢，我就不太愿意。
But as I thought about it, I wasn't very willing.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为如果接了这个差事之后
，Because if I accept this responsibility,
很有可能啊，就影响我读圣经、亲近主的时间。
It would impact and influence the time that I spent in drawing close to the Lord and reading His word.
一两百个律师。
Can you think about it? 1 to 200 lawyers. They need to use the system.
哎呀，如果你们知道律师，你们接触过律师，你们就知道。我们这里有一个。
If you have ever encountered a lawyer, you would know we have one here.
他们如果要一个东西啊。
When they want something.
他们要一件事情，他要一个资料。
When they want something or an article.
他不是说我马上就要。
It's not that they want it immediately.
你无论你再怎么快来给他做好。
No matter how quickly you do it well and give it to them,
他就觉得啊，你已经迟了。
They still feel you are late.
哎呀，所以呢，我知道这个系统接下来的话呢，肯定是影响了我能够读经、亲近主的时间。
So I thought about it. If I were to accept this responsibility of the system, it would influence the amount of time I have in reading God's word.
而且很可能啊，下了班了还得要加班干活。
And very possibly, even after my hours are over in the day, I would still have to do overtime.
周末聚会还要被叫进去。
And I might even have to work in the weekends when I have meetings.
所以我这样想了想以后呢
，And so after I thought about it,
哎呀，我就觉得说我不想接这个系统。
I really did not want to accept responsibility of the system.
我就一次一次啊，就想各样的理由和借口。
And so I thought of
来单言这件事情。
As many excuses as I could to delay this thing.
比方说过一阵子，老板说，哎。您这个跟另外一个同事交接了没有啊
？So for example, my boss will come to me and says, "Have you contacted this other coworker yet?"
我就说啊，最近有其他事情很忙，所以还没有时间交接。
And so I said, "I've been very busy recently, so I haven't had a contact with my coworker yet."
过段时间，老板又来问，这个系统你接下来了没有
？And so after a while, my boss will come back again and say, "Have you accepted responsibility for the system yet?"
哎，我就说，因为很快的我要去度假了。
And I said, "Oh, I'm about to take a vacation very quickly."
等我度假回来再说吧。
So when we come back, we'll talk about it then.
度假回来以后呢，不小心又给忘记了。
And so when I came back from vacation, I accidentally forgot about it.
那我们年轻人是不是有这个情形
？Have you ever had this, young people?
那父母亲啊，叫你们做一件事情。
When your parents tell you to go and do something,
你心里面不太想做。
And you really don't want to do it.
我就想，哎呀，我得要这个忙那个忙，我有这个事那个事。
And so you think I have to do this and that.
我们是不是，这就是人的虚谎
？This is the lies of man.
感谢主，后来再一次啊。灵修亲近主的时候
，And so one time as I was drawing close to the Lord，
圣灵就在我里头来光照
，The Holy Spirit enlightened me，
显明
，And showed me，
让我看见自己的不真实、不顺服
，And I saw the untruthfulness and the lies, the disobedience in me。
当然，我们就在主的面前认罪悔改
，And so of course before the Lord I confessed and repented，
就甘心乐意来接。来接下老板的这个安排和托付。
And so willingly, I accepted the responsibility from my boss.
结果奇妙的。
And amazingly.
跟我原本所想的都不一样。
It was very different from what I thought originally.
靠着主的恩典啊，这个系统虽然事情也很多。
According to His grace, yes, there was much to do in the system.
但是好多的问题，许多的问题呢，都迎刃而解。
But many of the problems, they were all very naturally solved.
基本上呢，也没有太多加班的情形。
And there wasn't very much overtime.
但是更感谢主的是。
But I praise the Lord even more.
借着这样的一个安排。
Because through this arrangement.
借着这项任务，让我能够更多的来经历主的恩典和奇妙的作为。
Through this issue, I was able to experience more of God's ways and His work.
而且借着这个任务呢。有更多能够为主做美好见证的机会。
And through this work, I was able to testify more of His love and of God.
姐妹，我们必须要做一个真实的人。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be one who is true.
我们不能依靠我们天然的心思来生活。
You cannot live according to your natural mind.
因为我们的天然人啊，都是虚谎的。
Because naturally we are all full of lies.
我们要能够做一个真实的人。
We are to be a true person.
我们就必须要操练，常常回到我们里面。
So we need to often exercise and train returning back to within.
要根据我们神所赐给我们这个新的心来生活。
We need to live according to that new life, new heart.
我相信我们在生活当中都有遭遇不同的艰难。
I know that for many of us, we have encountered many difficulties.
或许在夫妻之间。
Or perhaps between husband and wife.
或者在工作的环境中。
Perhaps at work.
或者在我们的儿女的身上。
Or even in our children.
甚至在我们的身体的健康上面。
And perhaps even in our own physical health.
我发现我们会有不同的难处。
We find that there are many different problems.
甚至在聚会里头。
Even in the church gathering.
我们可能觉得好像有人绊倒了我，有人伤害了我。
We find that perhaps somebody has harmed or offended you.
那我们在这样的各式各样的难处当中，我们如何能够来操练做一个真实的人？
And so how can we in all these different environments, can we be trained to be a true person?
两周前我们弟兄提到那主耶稣的先锋施洗约翰。
Two weeks ago, our brother shared with us the forerunner of Christ, that is John the Baptist.
我就用他做一个例子。
I want to use him as an example.
有一次有弟兄姐妹问我说，当施洗约翰在地上来为主做见证的时候，
One time somebody came and asked me, John the Baptist, when he was on earth,
他是那样清楚的来为主耶稣做见证。
He testified of the Lord Jesus so clearly.
他说看哪神的羔羊。
He said, behold the Lamb of God,
除去世人罪孽的。
Who takes away the sin of the world.
约翰也在那里说，我曾经他亲眼看见那天开了。
And John himself, with his own eyes, saw the heavens open.
他看见圣灵仿佛鸽子降在主耶稣的身上。
And he saw the Holy Spirit descend like a dove on the Lord Jesus.
他不仅这样子看见。
And not only did he see this,
他还听见天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
He also heard the voice from heaven who said, you listen to him, for this is my beloved.
所以我们看见是约翰，他实在是做一个非常清楚的见证。主耶稣就是神的儿子。
And so John the Baptist, he testified so clearly that Jesus is the Son of God.
可是这位姐妹的问题说，那为什么到了马太福音十一章，上次弟兄也提到了，当时约翰被关在监里的时候。
And so the sister asked me, just like what our brother had shared with us two weeks ago, that John the Baptist, when he was imprisoned,
当是约翰所面临的环境是那样艰难的时候，
when his environment became so difficult,
他对于他的将来是未知的时候，
when he had no idea of his own future,
他怎么突然间好像不认识主耶稣？
Why is it that all of a sudden it's as if he did not know his Lord Jesus?
他托人去问主耶稣说，那将要来的是你还是我们等候别人？
And he sent people to ask the Lord, are you the expected one or shall we look for someone else?
姐妹，这一位曾经那样清楚为主耶稣做见证的施洗约翰，
And so this person, John the Baptist, who knew the Lord so well,
当他在一个艰难的环境的时候，
when he encountered a difficult situation,
他似乎对主好像不认识。
It was as if he did not even know the Lord.
那姐妹，今天或许我们也处在一个艰难的环境里头。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps right now you are in a difficult situation.
这时候我们对主的认识似乎也不是那样的清楚。
Perhaps your knowing or understanding of the Lord is not as clear anymore.
或许我们也开始怀疑主的爱。
Or perhaps you doubt his love.
我们开始怀疑主的能力，
or you doubt his power，
甚至于怀疑主的存在，
or perhaps you even doubt his existence。
弟兄姐妹，当我们如果在一个像施洗约翰这样一个艰难的环境里头，我们的拯救和盼望是在哪里？
If you are in a situation just like John the Baptist, where is your salvation?
要回到我们的心的里头。
You need to return back to your heart。
在马太福音十一章那里，我们看见主耶稣给我们一个非常好的榜样。
And so in Matthew chapter 11, we see that the Lord, he gives us a very good example.
我们看见他的开路先锋施洗约翰都怀疑了他。
We see that his forerunner, even John the Baptist, had doubted him.
我们看见许多的犹太人，他们拒绝主耶稣。
And many Jews, they had rejected the Lord.
虽然很多人，他们不相信主耶稣是神的儿子。
And many people do not believe that he is the Son of God.
我相信主还不会那样的失望。
And yet the Lord did not despair.
而当主听见这位他的开路先锋曾经为他铺路的这位施洗约翰，
When he heard about John the Baptist, his forerunner, the one who paved the way for him to come,
就他这样的一个见证人都怀疑主，
When his own the person who would testify him even doubted,
实在是不知道主的心情是如何。
I don't know how our Lord Jesus felt.
不仅如此，
Not only so,
而主耶稣周遭的人对他所传天国的福音呢也没有什么反应。
There were not much reaction to the Gospel of the Kingdom of Heaven.
主说这个世代，我向孩童向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
The Lord says that I would play the flute for you. You did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn.
我们看见主在那里，借着他在那里传天国的福音，但周围的人似乎没有什么反应。
We find that the Lord Jesus is preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, and all around him, people had no reaction.
而主在哥拉逊和伯塞大那里行了许多的神迹。
And in the surrounding areas, there were many miracles that the Lord did.
却也没有人因着他所行的神迹来相信他。
But even though there were many miracles, people did not believe in him.
弟兄姐妹，当我们主来到地上的时候
，And so when the Lord Jesus, when he came to earth,
他唯一的职事就是要叫人认识这位独一的真神。
His one ministry was for man to come to know the one and only true God.
就要人听见福音来归向真神。
He wanted, people to hear the gospel to, acknowledge the true God.
而在马太福音十一章，让我们看见主耶稣他所周遭所发生一切的事情，没有一件事是能够叫他欢喜。
However, we see in Matthew chapter 11, around the Lord Jesus, not one thing allowed him to rejoice.
然而我们主在那里，他却能够欢喜地向父神祷告。
But our Lord, he praised the Lord and he prayed.
他说，父啊，我感谢你。
He said, I praise you, Father.
因为你将这些事像婴孩，像聪明通达人就隐藏起来，像婴孩就显明出来。
That you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants.
主耶稣在那里祷告说：“父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”
And he, there the Lord Jesus prayed, Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight.
我们看见我们的主在地上乃是那一只负轭的牛。
And so we see our Lord Jesus, he was the oxen who bore the yoke.
他能够因着父的旨意在那里满足欢喜。
And so because he was accomplishing the will of the Father, he was able to praise the Father.
在那样的艰难的环境中，他能够说父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
And he was able to praise the Father, saying, Yes, this way was well-pleasing in your sight.
有一次我在荒漠甘泉读到一篇的信息。
One time I read this passage in Streams in the Desert.
就有一次有一个不信的人，他来到了一所聋哑学校。
There was an unbeliever who visited a deaf school.
他去那里参观。
And he was visiting it.
当他走到一间教室经过的时候，他看见在班上有一群非常年纪小的孩子。
And he went around and he was looking at the classrooms and he saw that there was a classroom full of very young children.
他们都是聋哑。
And they were all deaf.
但他们在那里在读主的话。
But there they were reading God's word.
然后就进到他们教室里头。
And so he went into the classroom.
他在黑板上写了几个字。
And on the chalkboard he wrote several words.
就问了一个问题。
And he asked the question.
让这些孩子们来回答。
He wanted to ask this question for the children to answer him.
他说，神既然是这样爱你们。
God, if he so loves you,
那为什么神让你们聋哑，反而叫我能够听，能够看？
Why are you deaf and mute, and he allows me to be able to hear and speak?
这时候，这全班的小孩子在那里，因着这个问题，他们在那里非常的惊恐难过。
And so all these small children, they saw this question, and they were trembling and sad.
哎，这实在是一个非常严苛的问题。
Because it was a very serious question.
当他们坐在那里。彼此在那里唏嘘的时候
，And as they were sitting there and not knowing how to answer，
他们不知道要如何回答。
They did not know how to answer。
这时候有一个很小的小女孩
，And so there was a very small little girl。
她就走到了前面黑板的地方。
She went to the front where the chalkboard was。
因为她个子小
，And because she was very
她就站上一个小椅子上
，She stood on top of a stool。
她在黑板上拿起粉笔来写
，And she took up the chalk and she started to write。
她用他那坚定的小手
，and with her sure hand，
写了这几个宝贝的字。
She wrote some very precious words.
父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
She wrote, Father, your perfect will is good.
姐妹，当我们现在一个艰难的环境里
，if you are in a difficult situation，
我们的拯救和盼望不是靠着我们的头脑。
Your salvation and hope is not according to your mind.
不是根据我们过去的经验。
It's not according to your past experiences.
不是根据我们。所有的方法
It's not according to our many methods.
我们必须要回到心的里头
We must return back to our heart.
回到心的里头，像婴孩一样
And from within our heart, just like an infant, like a child.
这时候，神的美意就向我们显明
His will then be revealed to you.
我们就能够同样的宣告这一句得胜的话
And so together, then we can all proclaim these words of victory.
说父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
And say, Father, your good will is such and is good.
第二方面，我们要做一个真实的人。
On the second aspect of being a person who is true,
我们需要回到我们灵的里头,
we need to return back to our spirit.
因为我们的主就住在那里,
because that is where our Lord abides. The Holy Spirit is in our spirit.
他要借着恩膏的教训在凡事上来教导我。
And according to the anointing, He will teach us in all things.
那我们要能够按着恩膏的教训活在主的里面。
And so for us to live in the teaching of the anointing,
我想有两个方面是我们可以实行、可以操练的。
There are two aspects that we can live out and we can exercise.
第一，我们就是要读主的话语。
First, read God's word.
因为我们知道全本圣经 乃是为我们主耶稣基督做见证的。
Because we know that the entire Bible testifies of our Lord Jesus.
在积极的方面, 当我们阅读主的话语,
And so in a positive perspective, the more you read His Word,
我们就越认识我们的主,
the more you come to know Him.
当我们越认识我们的主,
the more you know Him,
我们就能够越来越像他,
the more you can be like Him.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹, 我们都能够靠着主的恩典来建立 这天每天读经亲近神的习惯。
So according to His grace, we want to have the daily habit of reading His word.
弟兄姐妹，不是一个规条。
It's not a rule.
不是一个沉重的一个义务。
This is not a heavy burden for you.
乃是为了叫我们能够更像我们的主。
But it's so that you can become more like our Lord.
那在消极方面。
And so on the perhaps more negative perspective.
我们知道我们主的话语也像两刃的利剑。
His word is like a two-edged sword.
它能够在我们身上，叫我们的灵与魂赤露地剖开。
He is able to separate our spirit and our soul.
就把我们身上的真实和虚妄就给分开了。
He is able to separate that which is true and that which are lies from within us.
当我们不小心说了一句谎话。
When we accidentally speak falsehood or lie,
或是故意说的谎话,
or even if we say it intentionally,
或是我们说话不真实,
when we speak words that are not true,
我们说话不准确,
and are not accurate,
我们说夸大的话,
and when we are exaggerating,
圣灵在我们里头, 借着主的话语, 就把这真实, 把我们的虚妄也分别出来。
The Holy Spirit, through His words, He is able to separate that which is true and that which are lies inside of us.
主要借着他的话语在我们身上来除掉我们天然人一切的虚谎。
And through His words, He wants to cast out all that are lies from within.
同时把他的真实建立在我们身上。
And at the same time, establish that which is true in us.
另一方面，我们不仅要能够天天来读主的话语，来认识他。 好叫我们能够像他,
Not only should we read the Bible every day so that we can know Him to be more like Him,
我们与主要有一个活的交通,
we need to have a living communion with Him.
感谢主早晨我们唱的那首诗歌, 主活,
we thank the Lord this morning we sang the hymn, He Lives.
弟兄姐妹, 我心里面祷告何等盼望, 那实在是我们的实际。
I do pray, brothers and sisters, that this would be reality for us.
今天我们的主不仅活在天上, 在至高者的右边,
Not only does our Lord Jesus, He live on the right hand of the Father today.
我们今天主借的圣灵, 就活在你我的心里,
but through the Holy Spirit, He lives in your heart and mind.
因为当我想到这件事情,
when I think about this,
我就感到很稀奇的, 有一件事我感到很稀奇,
I find that there is something very amazing.
我们看见当日这位真实的主来到了地上,
Because at that time when our Lord Jesus came to this earth
来到虚谎的人中间,
and came among liars,
你看见那些不承认他的人, 他们对真实的主都有一个感觉,
even those who did not acknowledge our Lord Jesus, they still had this response to Him.
你知道那些祭司、文士、法利赛人为什么要来除掉主耶稣吗?
Do you know why the priests and the scribes, why they wanted to get rid of the Lord?
就是因为我们的主他实在太真实了。
Because our Lord, He was too true.
而主所在的地方,
And that everywhere He went,
就把人的虚妄都显明出来,
He was able to reveal the lies of man,
就叫人受不了,
so that man could not stand it.
而今天这位真实的主住在你我的里面,
and this true God, He now lives within you and I.
你们在我们生活当中,
and in our lives,
我们还能够有虚谎吗?
Can we have any falsehood?
今天真实主如果住在我们里面,
if the Lord lives in us,
我们还能够做虚妄的事情?
Can we still do things that are full of deceit?
我们岂能没有感觉?
Have we no feeling?
今天我们必须要来操练, 我们要与主有一个活的交通。
So we need to train and exercise having a living communion with Him.
那是因为我们主实在是太爱我们。
Because our Lord loves us so much.
因为这位活的主就住在我们的里面。
This living Lord lives in us.
他等候着我们与他有这个亲密的交通。
He's waiting for us to have this intimate communion with Him.
当我们与我们的灵与主有这样一个活的交通,
When our spirit is able to have this living communion with Him,
我们的属灵生命自然就成长。
then naturally our spiritual life will grow.
Just
like that branch that is
connected to the vine.
Not only outwardly is he
connected to the vine,
or positionally he's
connected.
But even more so, from within, he is able to receive all the nourishment from
the vine.
This living communion is our lifeline to
our Lord. Anytime
that our communion is broken, anytime that we are lost in darkness and emptiness, may the Lord have grace on us, so that we may have this fresh and living communion with Him, so that we can receive all the nourishment that we need for our spiritual lives. Just like the branch connected to the vine, he receives all the nourishment for his life. There is a living connection. And that then very naturally that branch will begin to bud and will grow and will bear fruit, so that the character of our Lord Jesus will be built into us.
We know that recently, not only the
we know that many high school seniors, they are considering where they are going for college.
And
we know that many 8th graders, those are those middle schoolers about to graduate.
他们自己还有他们的父母呢, 可能也正在考虑说, 要去哪一所 HISD 的那个 Magna 重点学校。
They and their parents perhaps are also considering which HISD or Magna schools they are going to attend,
或是其他学区的学校,
or other school districts.
我们知道当人父母亲总是希望他的孩子能够受到最好的教育,
and of course we know that in the heart of the parents they want their children to receive the best education,
能够到一个最好的学习环境, 上一所好的高中,
and go to the best environment so that they may learn from the best high school.
我最近听到一位姐妹所做的见证,
yesterday I heard a testimony from a sister.
最近,
or recently I heard a testimony from a sister.
就去年当我们这位姐妹, 她家里面有一位孩子呢, 要上高中了,
The previous year, she had a child who was to attend high school.
这一位她的朋友就主动提供说, 让这个孩子呢能够使用这个朋友家里面的地址。
And she had a friend who gave a suggestion that her child could use the friend's address.
因为这个朋友呢，他家里所在的地方那个学区呢，高中是比较好。
Because that friend, their living location, their school district was better.
她就对我们姐妹说，你孩子可以用我们家的地址，所以呢。
And so this friend told the sister, you can use our address so that your children can come and attend the better high school. At first, our sister, when she heard this, she was very moved.
我已经讲过,天下父母心,我是盼望我们所爱的孩子能够受到最好的教育。
Because just as I said before, all parents, we want our children to receive good education.
但是我们姐妹经过在主面前寻求祷告之后,
but after our sister spent some time to pray and to seek the Lord,
让她回到里面,
when she went back to within,
她感觉到里头不平安,
she felt that there was no peace.
她感觉到这不真实,
she felt that this was not true.
她感觉到这是虚谎,
and that this was a lie.
她觉得这是一个欺骗的心,
this was a deceitful heart.
所以她就婉拒了这个朋友的好意,
so she rejected the good intention of her friend.
就让她自己的孩子 在自己所在的学区上那一所我们一般所谓普通一般的学校。
And so she allowed her children to attend the school district that they were living in, which was a very common school district.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
虽然在当时我们的姐妹和孩子都感到沮丧。
At that time, our sister and her children, they were all feeling disappointed.
因为他们要去念的学校可能真的是很一般。
Because the school that they were attending, it was very common.
实际上叫我们姐妹和孩子忧心将来她所受的教育会是如何。
If they felt it was very average and allowed the sister to feel that this was a very average education that her children was receiving.
但感谢主当我们的姐妹和孩子他们回到里头顺服那恩高的带领。
But we thank the Lord that when our sister and her children, when they returned back to the Spirit and they submitted to the teaching of the anointing,
他们愿意来操练 这个真实的性格,
they were willing to exercise this nature of being true.
后来就很奇妙的, 主就做了一件事。
Amazingly, the Lord worked.
主反而为了我们姐妹的孩子，在那一所一般的学校里头预备了一个非常特别的老师。
The Lord in that very average school prepared a very good teacher.
这个老师呢，他是拥有非常高的学历。
And this teacher has a very high standard.
而且呢，他非常有那教学的热忱。
And she has a great zeal to teach.
他非常关心他所教的孩子。
And this teacher very much cared about this, her students.
不仅是在数学、理化方面来教育他们。
And not only in math and in science taught them.
还更是在课后之后来带领一些的孩子们。
But even taught some of the students after class.
那给他们有更多的学习和挑战的机会。
And gave them more challenges and gave them to do.
因着这个主这个奇妙的带领。
And so through this amazing leading of the Lord.
这姐妹的孩子啊，我们的小弟兄呢，他心里面就不再觉得委屈。
Allowed our sister's son, our young brother, to no longer feel despairing.
他不仅在学校。从这位老师身上得着很好的学习和帮助。
Not only received great help from this teacher,
他也更是经历了神的恩典。
He also experienced God's grace.
对神的恩典有个更真实的经历。
And had an even more real experience of his Lord.
然而最宝贵的。
And that is most precious.
我们姐妹有一次的属灵的操练。
This was from the exercise of our sister's spiritual life.
他叫我们主真实的性格能够一点一点建立在他们的身上。
That God's nature gradually was being built up in them.
姐妹，我们实在是应该感谢赞美我们。
So we ought to give thanks and praise to our Lord.
虽然我们这些人天然是虚妄。
Even though naturally we are all liars.
虽然我们卑微如尘土一般。
Even though we are weak and we are nothing but dust.
但今天主不仅为了我们买赎我们，他把自己赐给我们。
Our Lord not only redeemed us, He has given us Himself.
他更借着圣灵住在你我的里面。
And he has given us the Holy Spirit to abide, live in you and I.
这不是为了我们将来上天堂用的。
Not for us to use later on when we go to heaven.
而今天神在我们身上要来成就他的旨意。
But he wants to accomplish his will in us today.
要把我们都磨成神儿子的形象。
So that we all can be conformed into the image of his son.
要把这个性格一样一样的建立在我们身上。
So that his nature, one by one, can be built into us.
求主怜悯帮助我们。
May the Lord have mercy and help us.
让我们愿意在我们生活当中。
So that in our daily lives.
我们有一个属灵的操练。
We would have spiritual exercise.
来操练敬虔。
And exercise godliness.
操练向神。
Exercise being like him.
回到我们的里面。
To go back within.
与主有真实活的活泼的交通。
Have a living true fellowship with him.
我们能够来渴慕主的话语。
And we would desire his words.
借着主的话语来更认识他。
And through his words come to know him more.
好像我们能够更像他。
So that we could be like him more.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
May God bless his own words.
让我们再一起低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，因为你预先所知道的人。
Because those who you have foreknown.
你就预先定下一个旨意。
You have predestined and already have a purpose.
你要我们都磨成你儿子的形象。
That we would all be conformed to the image of your son.
主，为了这荣耀的旨意，我们感谢赞美你。
For this glorious purpose, we thank and praise you.
如今基督在我们里面。
Because today, not only is God in us.
是我们荣耀的盼望。
He is the hope of glory.
主啊，你开始了这样的善工。
Lord, you have begun this good work.
主，你要必要亲自的成就。
You yourself will complete it.
主，叫主叫你自己能够在我们身上能够成形。
So that you yourself may have a way.
主，我们现在把自己交在你的手中。
Lord, again we commit ourselves to your hands.
主，我们知道你为要成就这样的旨意。
Lord, for you to accomplish your will.
主，你就叫万事都互相效力。
Lord, we know that you will have all things work.
就连各样的艰难的环境。
Work for good for us in all difficult situations.
都来为我们效力。
It's all for our good.
好叫你的旨意能够成就。
So that your will may be done.
主，愿我们实在是能够服在你所量给我们一切的环境。
Lord, we do submit ourselves in all the environments you have given to us through your grace.
或者活在我们里面的那位恩主。
Through our gracious Lord.
主，我们都能够说。
We can all say.
父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
Father, yes, this is your will.
主，听我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.